There are skeptics who say you can't overdose on fentanyl just by touching it, but tell that to East Liverpool, Ohio police officer Chris Green. He accidentally touched a tiny bit after arresting a couple of drug suspects in 2017 and had to get 4 shots of the life-saving drug Narcan to bring him back. Green made a full recovery and talked to CBS's Jim Axelrod.
When you hear about these stories, you think, that's only on TV. It's not going to happen to me. That's not going to happen to me. This drug doesn't care who it kills.
The danger of street drugs to police officers is one reason Ohio Attorney General Dave Yost wants to deploy portable mass spectrometers, normally used only in a lab like the Bureau of Criminal Investigation, or BCI, which can take weeks for results.
Things are becoming faster, cheaper, smaller, and it turns out that we could have a device that is highly reliable, very accurate, and does basically the same job in a light fashion that the big units at the lab do.
Yost talked about the MX908 drug hunter at a news conference earlier this month. It's a portable mass spectrometer that detects substances by measuring the mass-to-charge ratio of charged particles. The state's Jessica Tom demonstrates the accuracy of the machine she tested for 2 years.
The first thing that we're going to do is a system suitability check. This shows that the instrument is operating as expected and it's still within its calibration parameters. Once it gets going here, the second thing we're going to do is a blank check. That checks to show that all our consumables are free of contamination.
Attorney General Yost says Marion, Sydney, and Circleville will be the first to get the device in Ohio's pilot program. Those cities submitted the most drug tests to the Bureau of Criminal Investigation.
What I'm hoping to do is first officer safety. We want to have this technology available in the field so that officers know what they're dealing with, can take appropriate precautions. Secondly, to advance this information much earlier in the criminal process. And when we're dealing with people who are involved in large drug deals, we are hoping that this additional information will aid prosecuting attorneys in holding the bad guys pending trial.
Because Yost says if the bad guys get out on bond, the state may never see them again. The attorney general says Marion is ground zero for drugs coming out of Detroit. Jay McDonald is Marion's police chief.
We're extremely excited to be on the cutting edge of technology as we go forward in that fight. What this machine will do for us immediately, it will allow us to get results in minutes rather than weeks and help us keep bad guys in jail and keep community members safe.
The drug hunter can identify up to 200 controlled substances. Its manufacturer says more are being added all the time. Here's Yost again.
We're hoping that we'll convince the courts that the technology is so reliable that they can use that rather than a test of BCI.
The drug hunter pilot program came out of a 2019 task force the state created to look to the future for law enforcement technology. Ann Thompson, 81.7 WVXU.